Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer for Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
He's head of corporate affairs for JBS USA, and he gets it when it comes to animal agriculture and the battle we're in against activist groups like the Humane Society of the U.S. We're talking about Cameron Brewitt, who spoke at the recent Texoma Cattlemen's Conference in Ardmore. He told cattle producers, you got to realize activist groups like HSUS want you out of business.
And then we've got these activist groups, HSUS, Humane Society, and their affiliated groups have over $190 million in assets, all dedicated to attacking you and me, right? They do undercover videos. They go into these boardrooms, and they tell these companies the acceptable way to raise these animals. Now, these people have no intention of consuming their product, but they're going to tell them how to raise their animals. That is like, I happen to be a man of God. I believe in God. That would be like me seeking the counsel of an atheist for how to pray. But you have vegans, telling us the appropriate way to raise animals for meat production for a product they never are going to consume. And you capitulate to them once. Do you think HSUS is going to do a press release and say, we really appreciate the way JBS kills its animals? They do it the right way. No, they're vegans. There is never an acceptable way. So we have to be cautious about where we're negotiating, who we're negotiating with.
Cameron Brewitt of JBS USA, his full presentation in Ardmore and our latest Ron podcast. Go to our front page, OklahomaFarmReport.com, and look for Cameron Brewitt on beef sustainability at Texoma Cattlemen's Conference. It's not out as quick as some folks would have liked to have seen it being released, but finally, USDA has gotten around to releasing their proposed rule that gives a definition of actively engaged in farming. Congress mandated that USDA would come up with a rule that would give a definition to who basically may be designated as farm managers but not actively engaged in farm management. Basically, Congress gave USDA the authority to address this loophole for joint ventures and general partnerships while exempting family farm operations from being impacted by the new rule that USDA ultimately will be implementing. Stakeholders interested in commenting on the proposed definition and changes are encouraged to provide public comments. The public comment period opening up now and going through the 26th of May on this definition of actively engaged in farming. You've got farm news on Ron. Coming up this Friday, the next Superior Video Livestock Auction starting 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232 or SuperiorClickToBid.com, offering 33,000 head, including 6,700 yearling steers, 4,400 yearling heifers, 13,800 weaned calves, and 2,500 calves on cows. If you want to know details about when a specific lot may sell or more information about the offerings in general, give them a call, 800-422-2117, or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.